Baruch Abba, welcome everyone. Bez Hashem, we continue Pel Yoitz in Shem 204, discussing Bali Chaim animals, where the Pel Yoitz is stressing the sensitivity we have towards animals. In fact, he says, really, a person should try not to raise chickens. Now, of course, we know people raise chickens, but he says the sensitivity we have. He brings some Rabbi Yehuda Chos and his tzava and his will. And Rabbi Yehuda Chosid says, "Shaloi legadol afroichim klal." Don't raise chickens, because if chas v'shalom there's a situation where a person is not going to treat these little chickens properly, it's going to be a tremendous avera. Yizor mo'oyid v'yitzaves bonaves kol b'nei beis liya zehirim. Instruct your children, your family members, to be very careful. Li'tein lahem is achlam b'ita. Make sure you give them their food at the right time. The punishment you have a responsibility to feed them, and the punishment for not feeding them is very severe. You hear what we're saying here? We're saying in regards to treating the birds, the animals, the chickens properly. People think, oh, you know, by the Jewish religion, they're not into taking care of the animals. No, it's the total opposite. But pratim heim segurim b'klu, if they're locked up in the cage, even more so, you have to have more compassion. If they make sure, especially if they're locked up in a cage, to make sure that you feed them. And chas v'shalom, a person should not transgress the iser of tzar balechaim. Now he says, he comes, takes tzar balechaim from there to not bring pain to animals. He says, this applies to now any single person who is under your responsibility. Your family members, the servants, he says, they're like the chickens who are in a cage, that their eyes are looking up to you, if you're the one responsible for feeding them. Let's say you have some cleaning help, and it's a hot day. Offer them some water. If it's Erev Shabbos, and the food is cooking, and the smell is delicious, and the potato kugel is going, and it comes out, and it's, mamish. Maybe only fresh challah tastes better than the smell of fresh kugel. Who knows? Each person is different. And of course, giving them a piece of kugel. I know they asked my cleaning help here every Shabbos. They asked my wife for the recipe. They said they tried making it. Did not come out as good. Of course not. They're missing the Shabbos Kedusha. But to be around the food the whole time and to not give them food. We have to make sure that we treat everyone carefully. We learn this out from Tzar Bal Chaim. Not only that, not just to give them. Make sure you give them first. In the same way a person treats others, the same way a person cares for other people, so to HaKadosh Baruch Hu will treat you and care for you as well. And Hashem will also give you what you need. You're giving others what they need? Imagine a person's cleaning and working. And they know they have to do the job. We don't know how their stomach might be talking to them and the stomach might be empty. So you give them something. Hashem will give you as well at the right time. Pel Yoyd says, is machlekes apayiskim as to whether or not causing tsar to people, causing pain, is also an issa deraisa, just like tsar balechaim is issa deraisa. Ki yesh oimrim, some say, shemikol shekein, of course it's deraisa. If by animals is deraisa, even more so by people is deraisa. In this regard, ki yesh oimrim, deloy nemar yisr zemed deraisa, el balechaim, shein baim das, lizbolol kabel. Now they say no. That only by by animals is a tzar bala chayim, but there's no iser by tzar bala b'nei adam, because the Torah doesn't say such a thing like this. So the Pelioitz is saying, if you want to say according to those that people have das, so tzar b'nei adam doesn't have the same category as tzar bala chayim, it's not a daraisa, but little children who ain't b'em das, who they don't have das, there is a tzar bala chayim by them. Tzarich lizor mo'oyid shlod tzarum. Must be very careful not to cause pain to little children who have ain't by das. They don't, they're too young, 2, 3, 4, 5. They're so young. Ain't by das, they have no das. Mishlod tzar l'shum gavra. Not only that, don't afflict, don't cause pain to any person. Ki elokim yaviv mishmat al kol nelam. He brings a pasuk in Koheles, Ki Elokim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Loshon Minas Adin. Elokim is Minas Adin. Yavi B'Mishpat will bring each and every person to Bezdin. You ever get something in the mail that says you're called for jury duty? You didn't do anything wrong even. You're called for jury duty. And all of a sudden, you know, we think, oh, I'm going to get out of this. Oh, I don't know. I have this to do, that to do. And then sometimes a person gets called for the jury duty and he gets nervous and he's not even standing on trial. And he's getting nervous. You know, it's a little scary. Sometimes the letter says, if you don't show up, you could be going to jail for 90 days. Da, da, da. They try to scare you. How much more so? Shloi letzair l'shum gavra. Don't cause any person any pain. That should be our goal. Not to cause anyone any pain. Concludes over here with Gemara and Chagigo, Daf Hei Yomar Aleph, Shafilu Ahara Kino Yirokak Bifnei Chaveira. Even a person, he killed a louse. In those days, lice were very common. This person killed a louse in front of someone else, or he was spit in front of his friend. And his friend was disgusted and in pain because of this behavior the person did. Oh, Sili Teines Adin. The person in the future, Kodesh Baruch Hu, will bring this person to Din. Even though the person did not intend to cause any pain to someone else. The person should be afraid a little. He should be careful. He realize my actions make a difference. A person, if he's in public, use a tissue. I know it sounds a little funny. What are we talking about here? We're babies? You know what? It has to be said. And if you use a tissue, put it in the garbage. Put it in your pocket. Don't leave it on the table. I know we've discussed this in the past, but it has to be said. You know, Rabbi Yisai, I want to tell you, Rav Avigdor Miller, Zecher Tzaddik Livracha, he would talk about the most, sometimes most pashut things in life, to drink 2 cups of water in the morning before you start your day. I'm not a doctor, I'm not telling you what to do, but he would talk about these things. Here, the Gemara says, and Daf Hei in Chagiga, if a person behaves in a way that is disgusting to other people, it's wrong. You can't do that. And if you didn't realize, now that you realize, don't do it. Whatever you can do, yes, we should do whatever the strength you have. Yase l'man yeruach habriyos noicha himenu. Try to get along with people. Try to make people happy. Try to have a situation where people, when you come into a room, they're excited you come into the room. You're a person that brings a smile to people's faces. You know why? Because you smile to them.